Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
I'm flashing my boobies!
Hey, throw that man some beads.
Bead time.
Over the mile.
And now, whether you like it or not, Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Cliff and Kendall, two big old boys from Nashville, grew up and branched out all across America. From thousands of miles away, they reunite online and in your ear. Each week, bringing you bits of humanity in the form of a podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Cliff, we are two big old boys from Nashville.
We are two huge, mega fatsos.
I think we need
talking about sex.
Change that intro, Cliff and Kendall, two of the most enormous people in the world, branched out all across America.
Cliff and
today,
Kendall,
Cliff,
you've read about them in the Guinness Book of World Records. Here they are, the world's fattest podcasters.
Hold that thought, Cliff. That's coming later. All right, so today our episode is called F.U.
And it, F.U., and I'm gonna, Kendall.
And I'm going to say
F.U.,
this.
F.U., Kendall.
I may
telling
just
me to F
blush
F.
when I say this, but it's university.
Oh,
because we are going to tell the people what to do. The people. We're going to tell our listeners what to do to spice up their romance in their relationship.
Kendall, from this point on, it doesn't matter what we say, because people are, they've done one of two things. They've turned this episode off.
Or they've turned
or
it up.
They are too busy vomiting, lorching their guts out when they hear us mention sex, but that's not going to stop us.
You've heard of Dr. Ruth. It's time for Dr. Cliff and Kendall.
We will not be stopped. We shall overcome.
Now, Cliff, I looked up the foremost sites on sexual tips. And that, it wasn't blah.com. It was
that was so erotic. It's erotic to me.
That is not something you should do before sex.
It's an aphrodisiac to some, Kendall.
It was Cosmopolitan, because you know that they have the best.
Oh, how did our writers, they sent us the same mass email. But hey, we're going to go for it.
Now, why don't you go first, Cliff? Tell us some stuff that you learn from perusing the internet.
Kendall, I found some games that you and your lover can play.
Okay, what are the games, Cliff?
Let's say maybe your love life has gotten old and stale and you just don't do it anymore. Here's maybe what things you can spice it up with, Kendall.
Okay, what do I do to spice it up, Cliff?
Kick it up a notch, as Emeril might say. You can play a game called Time Bomb. That's where you set a egg timer or the microwave timer for 10 to 20 minutes, and you cannot penetrate anybody or anything, maybe even your mouth, Kendall. Don't even penetrate a mouth for 10 to 20 minutes. Can you believe it? Aren't you hard thinking about that?
I hope my mother's not listening to this episode.
Oh, my God. Next mama, clip. Kendall's mama, just turn this one off, all right? Because there are too many erections in this episode.
I got some good ones, Cliff.
Didn't you get a throbbing erection researching for this show?
No, I didn't. These are tips that men sit in to Cosmopolitan. Ride me while you still have on a nightgown, then lift up the edge so I can glimpse my shaft inside of you, and then hide it again.
Oh, God. Speaking of people blorching,
I am taking the path of Cliff this week.
I want everybody to know this was Kendall's idea. It's the truth.
Oh,
right?
Now, Cliff, I have to tell you one of these tips that I read that almost a little bit disgusted me, okay?
Poop on their face.
No. It said, this was from a woman. It said, I like to my hand down my panties, get my fingers wet, and then rub it on his lips. Is that not disgusting?
I don't know, Kendall. You're the one who's had a vagina all over your face, not me. Now, Kendall, some of the... maybe you haven't. Maybe you haven't been licking the lock.
I've never had a vagina on my face, Cliff. Never.
Maybe you've never been licking the lock. Now, another game you can play is called Blind Man, where you just blindfold one of you, and you just do whatever you want to that blindfolded partner. Kendall, have you ever... this is honest. Have you ever been blindfolded?
Only when I was a child during Blind Man's Bluff. Do you remember that?
Oh, my God. Kendall, you... this is not the forum for you to... express repressed memories.
You don't remember Blind Man's Bluff?
No, I was too fat. All I did as a child, I sat in the dark eating Little Debbie cakes, watching The Golden Girls. That's all I did.
I was skinny until about 6, and then I became enormous.
but Kendall, being blindfolded, it can be erotic. Another game involving things tied is Prisoner. What if you just tied up your lover? Tied them all up. Did whatever you want to them. Isn't that erotic, everybody? Are you pulling off to the side of the road to beat one out? at the sound of this episode.
Oh, really?
Oh, well, my goodness.
Cliff, one of the things that I found was when you're near the point of no return, if you know what I'm saying.
What is that point? I don't know what you're saying.
What if you are about to...
ejaculate. You're about to climax. Oh, Kendall, keep your filth talk to yourself.
Because this could be man or woman. I don't want to say ejaculate because this.
That's why I'm saying climax, orgasm. That time.
Whisper 4-letter words into the other person's ear. The really dirty ones. Now, okay, I'm sorry, but now some of these are funny to me, and this one is funny to me. Okay.
All right.
This one is This is a guy. His name's Darnell. He wrote this. While you're straddling me, lean over and place your hands against the wall so your breasts hang invitingly over my face.
Kendall, the funny thing about that one's also interchangeable for us, for fat men. We can do that too.
Do you do that too, Cliff?
I'm constantly... I don't know why other guys, they don't like it when I'm dangling my breasts seductively in their face. I don't know why that doesn't turn them
off. Oh, Kendall, my God. Breasts.
Let me remind you, this was your idea. There's another game called Bad Girl. This is one of my favorites because it corresponds to a similarly titled Madonna song, Bad Girl. Mm-hmm. And this is where this and a guy or a girl, probably two gay guys would want to do it because they could sing that song beforehand. And but this is where one partner, they tell the other one all the bad things they did that day. Ooh. They're like, I gave somebody the bird on the road today. I left all my coupons at home.
Oh,
I accidentally exploded the microwave.
Oh, that's then so
When they say those things, oh, Kendall, you just give them a spanking. You just spank that partner of yours. Spank it. Kendall, have you ever been spanked?
No.
Have you not sexually ever been spanked?
I've never been spanked, Cliff. I do not.
Or blindfolded?
No.
Yes.
I have not been blindfolded.
No.
Nope.
Well, I don't have any comment on that one way or another.
Now, I'm gonna take a little deviation from our sexual talk.
You're a deviant.
And talk about ways to be romantic rather than sexual, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you could call your significant other and ask if there's anything they could pick up on the way home from work. That's because that's real romantic.
Pick me up a gallon of ice cream and 6 pizzas.
I'm not talking about you.
Romance.
I'm talking about a normal skinny person. You could send a dozen roses. You could float a love note in a bottle in a bathtub.
Float a... Somebody's in there trying to take a bath. You just drop a bottle.
And they're like,
drop
the
bottle right
on. What the hell are you doing with this empty wine bottle? You're like, no, there's a note inside.
It's a beautiful wine-soaked note.
Cliff, you're going to love this. You could write your significant other a check for 1,000,000 kisses. Or you could get them tulips, and you could attach a note that says, I've got two lips waiting for you. Oh, you can go whichever way you want with that.
I've got two lips waiting, two puss lips, is what the note would say, right?
Maybe.
No, Kendall, one thing that our writers said to me, they said, tell people to do it in the car. Or if they are like the Beatles, why don't they do it in the road?
Now, Cliff, have you ever done it in the car?
I've not. Well, depends on what you... depends on your definition of it. What is your definition of is? Let me be like Bill Clinton.
No, depends on what your definition of is. Have you done anything sexual in the car, Cliff?
Yeah.
Okay, me too. I hope my mother's not listening. Oh my God,
Kendall's mama! I hope you turned this off when I told you the first time.
And Cliff, that is no joke.
Oh my God, Kendall! I have a lot more sex. I hope people can put a cap in.
Well, right now it's time for bad jokes. Put a cork in your wine and save it for after the jokes, because Cliff,
this is a tantric episode. We got Sting. He likes tantric sex. That's where you don't allow yourself to climax for a while.
We got some romantic jokes. Let's just talk over each other for the entire episode.
You talk, I'll bail.
All right, Cliff, this duck, he walks into a convenience store. I didn't say anything funny yet.
Kendall, you had me at this duck walks into a store.
Okay, he walks into a convenience store. He asks the clerk, do you have any grapes? And the clerk, he says, no. And the duck leaves. So the next day, he comes back and he says, do you have any grapes? And the clerk says, no. And the duck leaves. The day after that, the duck walks in the store and says, do you have any grapes? And the clerk screams at the duck. And he says, you've come in here the past 2 f***ing days and asked if we've had any grapes. I told you no every time, and we don't have any grapes today. I swear if you come in here one more time and ask for grapes, I will nail your web-footed feet to the floor.
Oh, that's awful.
So Cliff the duck left, obviously. The next day he returned, and this time he said, do you have any nails? And the clerk said, no. And the duck says, good. You got any grapes? What a funny joke that was, Cliff. How about your... Go ahead with your joke.
Oh, what a joke. Kendall, there's these three guys discussing women, and they're assholes. Let me preface it by saying this.
Ooh.
One, the first guy, he says, I like to watch a woman's breasts the best. The second guy, he says, I like to look at a woman's behind. And he asked the third guy, what about you? And the third guy, he says, me? The only thing I would really enjoy seeing is the top of her head. Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness. Oh skank. My goodness.
What a skank!
What a skank that was. Alright, Cliff. So there's this little boy.
Where did the duck walk in this time? Oh, it's a little Johnny.
Little Johnny.
Oh, my Lord.
Now, he was in his kindergarten class. He was on a field trip to the local police station where they saw pictures of the 10 most wanted men tacked up to a bulletin board.
Uh-oh.
All right, so one of the youngsters pointed to a picture and asked if he really was a photo of a wanted person. And the policeman, he says, yes, the detectives want him very badly. Said a little Johnny. Then he asked, well, why didn't you keep him when you took his picture?
Oh, little Johnny.
Little Johnny. Will anybody ever teach him the proper ways. When corresponding with policemen?
The policeman is our friend. Now, Kendall, there was this couple. Their name was Gary and Mary, and they just got married, ironically.
Gary
they rhymed with their name. And they're on their honeymoon, and Gary spent 6 hours of the honeymoon night eating Mary's vajayjay.
He was licking her lock.
Licking her lock. And the next afternoon, they go to an Italian restaurant.
Italian.
And suddenly, Gary, he starts to freak out. He screams, waiter, waiter, come over here. And the waiter says, can I help you, sir? And Gary yells, there is a hair in my spaghetti.
Ooh.
Get it the hell out of here. Ooh. And the waiter, he apologizes up and down, and he quickly takes the spaghetti away. Mary looks over at Gary, and she's just shaking her head, and she whispers, what a hypocrite you are. You spent most of last night with your face full of hair. And Gary, he says, oh, yeah? How long do you think I'd have stayed if I'd found a piece of spaghetti in there? Whoa,
well, I wasn't expecting that, Cliff.
Spaghetti in the fur pie, Ken.
Spaghetti in the vajayjay. Now, Cliff, this psychotherapist...
this duck psychotherapist.
He was starting from scratch, and he was having a lot of success in his business, so he could now afford to have a proper banner advising his, you know, his business.
Oh, okay.
So he told this kid to paint the sign and put it up in front of his shop.
Oh, no.
I don't know why he asked this child to do it.
But he did.
But instead of his business building up, it began to slack. And he had especially... No, that didn't happen. He had especially noticed the ladies shying away from his shop after reading the sign. So he decided to check it out for himself. I don't know why he waited so long to check the sign out.
He's just like, I'll just wait a month or two. Then I'll read the sign.
He began to understand why. Because the boy, he found this small little wooden board that he had to split the word in three phrases. So the sign said, Psycho the Rapist. Oh. Can you believe that idiot little boy put Psycho the Rapist instead of Psychotherapist?
Why would little Johnny do such a thing?
I'm sure it was little Johnny. The joke did not specifically say it was little Johnny, but I don't know anybody else that would have done
it. I don't know who else would do it. Kendall, this is not about a duck, thank God. A guy walks into a bar and sits down to have a drink, and a good-looking woman is sitting nearby.
Ooh.
And she looks at, you're hard. And as she looks at him and gives him a wink. And he scoots over and he offers her a drink, which she gratefully accepts. And after a few mild pleasantries, the young lady mentions that she's going through a divorce.
Oh, no.
You too, says the man. Why are you getting a divorce? Well, my husband thinks I'm perverted.
Ooh.
Oh, what a coincidence. My wife thinks I'm too perverted also. I guess I'm too kinky when it comes to sex, the guy says. Wow, my husband thinks the same of me. Why don't we explore this kinkiness together? And so he agrees, and they finish their drinks and they leave the bar. Now, knowing neither of them can go home because of their pending divorces, they drive to a remote location where they can be alone. And the woman, Kendall, she has become quite aroused, and she jumps into the back seat and takes off her clothes in anticipation of what is to come. Now, please hurry, she says. I want to get kinky with you.
Ooh.
Oh, and she's just moaning from the back seat.
What a
and
whore.
So she, no. Sex is natural and beautiful, and if kinky's what you want to do, you got to find somebody to be kinky with. Now back to the joke. She hears him fumble with his belt, and he hears his zipper come down. Whoa. Kendall. Then, finally his pants come down. Oh, she's hardly able to control herself. She is somewhat surprised, though, a second later when she hears him pull his pants back up, zip up his zipper, and fasten his belt.
Oh, no.
Hey, she says, I thought we were going to explore our kinkiness here. She complained. Well, we did, he said. I just crapped in your handbag.
Oh.
Kinky old bastard. Can you believe it?
Cliff, it is time to take a break.
No, Kendall, it's not.
It's not. Kendall, there's always more.
Oh. You may think I'm too kinky, but I'm not. A guy runs into his ex-girlfriend with whom he did not have the greatest relationship. And he says, you know, I was with another woman last night, but I was still thinking of you. Why? She asks. Because you miss me? No, he replies. Because it keeps me from coming too fast.
Oh, wow.
Kendall, what is the definition of making love?
I don't know, Cliff.
Kendall, that's something a woman does while a guy is f***ing her. How do you find a blind man in a nudist colony?
I don't know, Cliff.
Well, it's not hard. Why don't women blink during foreplay?
I don't know, Cliff.
They don't have time. Kendall, finally. Which brings me to my point. What is the difference between pussy and apple pie?
I don't know. One's tasty.
Oh, God, Kendall. I don't want to know which one you think. You can eat your mother's apple pie.
Oh, Cliff, you are disgusting. I've got to go crap in a handbag and take a break.
I'm spent. I need to go find a sock or something. We'll be right back.
More sass right after this.
Have you often found yourself saying, God, I love Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, but there's one problem with it. You can't dance to it. Well, lovers of rhythmic body moving, now you can. We're introducing the Cliff and Kendall Dance Party Remix. It's perfect for your next dance party, night at the club, or your next drug-fueled orgy. Just listen.
God. to Big Old Boys from Nashville.
Fatso!
It's Duck.
Oh my god.
Ooh.
No. What a skank that was.
Kick it up a notch.
Ooh.
Clip.
But JJ.
What a whore.
We are so fat.
Ooh.
Obesity. Sass. Fiber bars. Disco stick.
Little Debbie cakes.
Ooh.
What a whore.
Oh my god. Now that's some sass you can dance to. Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, the dance party remix, available only at cliffandkendall.com.
And now, welcome back to our show.
Ever. I don't know about you, but I went and had a sexual adventure in between that break.
Kendall, I let's just say I won't be able to sit down for a week. I'm going to have to do the rest of this show standing up. But I have some don'ts.
Please
I have
don't
some,
shock me with those kind of information.
I have some sexual don'ts. We had a lot of do's in the first half of the show. Now we're going to have some don'ts.
Oh, I didn't look up don'ts. What are some sexual don'ts, Cliff?
Don'ts, Kendall. Don't. This is what might turn your lover off. Don't pee in front of your lover.
Oh, my God.
Unless you're peeing on them. Don't.
Oh, my God.
Don't make your bed. Kendall, this probably turned Susan off when you first started dating, but you remedied it maybe because she married you. Don't make your bed a zoo of stuffed animals.
You're right. I had a big zoo of stuffed animals on my bed.
Your bed was full of Care Bears and My Little Ponies and glow worms and pound puppies, but you had to get rid of them all. Kendall, when you are making sweet love to your partner or even boring old love to somebody
love.
You've been married to for years and hate, don't
sweet,
leave the TV on.
Don't,
do you do
unless,
it?
Unless
do
you
do
have
it
a
with the TV
porno
on?
In the video.
Exactly.
DVD player.
Kendall, have you ever done it with the TV on?
Not with it on full blast, like with the volume on. Too distracting.
It is too distracting.
I want to know what's happening on MythBusters, Cliff. I got to know if it's busted or not.
Oh, Kendall, I don't even want to know what you're busting over there.
Oh!
Kendall, I think that's a valid point.
I hope nobody I know ever listens to this episode.
Kendall, don't fake it. We say a lot of times, fake it till you make it, but don't fake it with your partner.
Don't fake it.
Sometimes, have you ever wished that you could fake it?
No, because it'll never last.
Occasionally, I've thought, oh, God, I wish one of us could fake this and get it over with. I would like to know what's going on MythBusters.
I'm sure I've thought other times that I wish other people would fake it.
Oh, because sometimes you just want to know what the hell is on MythBusters already, right?
Sometimes you just want to know if the myth is busted or not. Damn it!
And Kendall, the final don't that I have: don't discuss your past lovers unless you're calling them to invite them over for a three-way.
Oh.
Ooh. Right?
That's right. I don't discuss my past lovers, but... My past lovers.
I cannot imagine why you don't discuss them.
Well, Cliff, I mean, that would be pretty stupid to discuss your past lovers. And
way,
so this.
Way.
It's time for Kendall's stupid questions. Cliff, I have the stupidest questions ready for you.
Oh, God.
I know you're ready for them. Now, Cliff?
Yeah, if you I'm here.
Okay. Cliff, are you there?
I'm here. I'm clear. Get used to it.
If you could experience a sailing adventure or cruise on any lake, river, or ocean in the world, what body of water would you choose to take your trip? Oh, I'd never heard of that ocean in my life.
No, I would go on any body of water so long as it was a Kathy Lee Gifford Carnival cruise.
Oh, okay. Now, I mentioned this earlier when you were talking about world records. I said, wait for it.
Wait.
What world record would you want? Would you most want to establish if you could? And don't say eating bananas the fastest, because I've already tried that one.
Everybody, why don't you go search our archives for Fit Week and World Records Show. And just see if we did them or not. I don't know if we did.
What world records would you try for, Cliff?
I forgot you asked me a question. I would try for
the longest bang session?
Longest Jake Gyllenhaal bang session. That's what I would try to establish.
I saw him on the news today.
Ooh, baby.
Oh, baby.
Now we're getting this party started.
Cliff, what is the... Now you're getting excited. What is the most...
Maybe the longest sustained time. Well, you know how, like, the hands on a hard body, you put your hand on the truck to win it in Texas, you know? Maybe my hands on a hard Zac Efron disco stick. That world record.
What is the most interesting course you have ever taken in school, Cliff?
God.
On the other hand, what is the most boring course you have ever taken in school? I asked this question specifically for you because I knew you were in school.
Because I'm obese man on campus.
Because you are obese man on campus.
My favorite course I ever took were my creative writing classes at Watkins. Those were my favorites. The most boring course would...
Podcasting 101.
No, was what?
Podcasting 101.
Oh, podcasting. No! Would be either geography or physical science.
Oh, that sounds disgusting.
I wished I was dead.
One final question for you, Cliff. Which month of the year do you think would best describe your personality?
I think December.
Oh, December, because it's got Christmas in it. Is that why?
Because it's cold, it's Christmassy, and there's a lot... Everywhere you look, there's a picture of a fat man.
All right, I accept that. Well, that's all the time we have for Kendall's Stupid Questions. It's time for Cliff and Kendall's 3-Star Theater.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, Cliff, I'm going to be doing the sound effects.
All right, this week's fable, Kendall, is called The Mischievous Dog.
Oh, that sounds dirty, Cliff.
All right, you ready, Kendall?
I'm ready.
Let's go. There once was a dog who used to snap at people and bite them without any provocation, and who was just a general great nuisance to everyone who came to his master's house. So his master fastened a bell around his neck to warn people of his presence. The dog was very proud of the bell and strutted about, tinkling it with immense satisfaction. But an old dog came up to him and said, "The fewer airs you give yourself, the better, my friend. You don't think, do you, that your bell was given you as a reward of merit? On the contrary, it is a badge of disgrace."
Badge of disgrace.
Kendall, what do you think that means?
I think that's... stupid old dog thought that he was being rewarded.
Yeah.
And some older, wiser dog told him that no, that he was being too loud, obnoxious, and they put a bell on him to stop him, just like they do on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Kendall, this fable is a fable for our times, because you know what it means?
For our times.
Notoriety is often mistaken for fame. Like all these asshole reality stars, Kate Plus 8 and Snooki and all those people. Just because you are infamous does not mean you are famous.
Just because we have as many listeners as we do does not make us famous, Cliff. We are just notorious.
It just means that many people have accidentally subscribed to us when they meant to
like,
subscribe to something.
What's the subscribe button do over here?
Yeah.
That was a good story, Cliff.
That's a good story. Kendall, I have a couple more tips for sexual lovemaking.
Oh, I thought you might. It worries me that you do.
It worries you, Kendall. These are the most erotic ones, so I saved them until the kids went to bed.
Oh, good.
Everybody, if you are a child under the age of 18, you may want to leave the room. Kendall, if your love life is in desperate need of spicing up, what you want to do is get some chili peppers. No, when your date comes over to like take you out to dinner, you want to just masturbate right in front of them before you go out to dinner. And then it sort of cuts the tension. That's especially good on a blind date. Maybe
you've
never
talked
before.
Do you really
want to
do that?
Yeah. And Kendall, here's another thing you want to do with your lover.
Things have changed since I've been dating them.
Maybe your lover is, you know, you're having a frigid time in bed. When your lover is like on the phone or like doing something else to where they really can't give their full attention to you, you just want to walk up to them and perform oral sex on them. This is that. See, that's like, remember how Bill Clinton was on the phone a lot to like other heads of state and he was like diddling Monica with a cigar?
Hey, Putin, want to strike a deal. And he was having oral sex all during it.
And Monica was blowing him. Yeah. And he was the best president we ever had. And so the last one is maybe you are at a restaurant and you've just ordered dinner and you could slip outside. You're like, oh, I left my wallet in the car. I need to go get it. And you text your lover sitting at the table. I'm like, oh, I need you to come out here. Help me find my wallet real quick. Then when they come out, you just bang them in the car while you're waiting for your meal, Kendall. You just bang them real good.
But what if the restaurant waitress thinks that you left and takes your meal back to the chef's?
No, Kendall, you can leave a note. Tell your waitress ahead of time. While our entrees are being cooked, we're going to go bang.
Bang
in the
and then back. So
yeah,
don't worry about
us. If our car is a rocking, don't come a knocking.
Don't come serving us our meal.
Kendall, we should have said at the beginning of this show, if this show is a rocking, don't come a knocking.
Don't come a knocking, Cliff, because we are rocking this show with tips for romance.
R-O-C-K in the U.S.
Now, Cliff, anybody that didn't hear this show this week. Yes. They're out of luck, and it's really sad. But you know what else is sad,
Cliff?
Oh,
it's sad, Kendall, because their love life will just never be the same.
And this is also the same cinnamon as that. It's just a sad...
The same cinnamon.
Sad music.
Oh, no. Cinnamon toast.
Cinnamon toast, Cliff.
This is so,
it's so sad. If you want more sex tips, then you should probably stay away from cliffandkendall.com, cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall, twitter.com/cliffandkendall. Email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com if you have any sexual questions.
Obviously the experts.
We're Dr. Ruth over here. 818-308-4FAT-4328. That's our phone number. You can call us and ask us anything you want. Oh my God, we had a terrible mishap there.
That's why I told you not to do that.
Or, you know, you can always email us, cliffandkendall@yahoo.com. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore, Cliff, but we're always here. You can search for us at Cliff and Kendall at iTunes.
You're too aroused over there from the show.
I'm too aroused. I'm hitting all kinds of buttons.
That's the problem.
I
don't want to know what you're hitting the buttons with.
I told you I had lots of buttons, and there's no telling what I'm going to hit next.
I don't want to know how that's happening. Kendall, do you have a sexual quote to share with our sexy listeners?
Sure. Now my quote is this: "For it was not into my heart you whispered, but into my heart. It was my lips you kissed, but my it was not my lips you kissed, but my soul." And that was Judy Garland.
You know, I'm so gay that I love Judy Garland, but I'm gonna have to pray on that.
Okay, good.
I'm gonna pray on it. I'm gonna get down on my knees.
Should I say that again?
No. Let's. Okay. If people wanna just Google Judy Garland quotes, that one will probably come up, everybody. All right, Kendall. Of all sexual aberrations, perhaps the most peculiar is chastity, and that was said by Remy de Gourmont. And my other quote is this: whatever else can be said about sex, it cannot be called a dignified performance. And Kendall, we have never been accused of having dignity or well, sex. We've never been accused of having either.
I'll pray on both of those, Cliff, but it's
you
time.
You need to pray. Get on your knees.
It's time for us to take this home, Cliff.
Kendall, for a second I got worried. I thought you were going to say it's time for some bad jokes. Take me home. Sexy roads.
Ooh, sexy roads.
To an erotic land where we can bone.
Ooh.
Sexy roads. Bang session.
Ooh.
Take me up stairs. Sexy roads. I'm Cliff.
I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week.
We want to sex all of you.
Thanks for listening to today's show, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe. Boys back again. Boys I think again. I ain't for the I shoot. I score. You in the kitchen now, listen. I'll finger stuck up in your ass. Whoa, you know how I do when I walk up. Make it right a fucking shake that tushy. That ass, I love it. Where do you want it? In my king size car. With my king size cigar. In my king size bed. With your king size grip. I lick that clit. Stop but in my pit. Boss on my mid bit. Boss on my dick. Shit, is this for real? Is my heart dick feel? Suck it, lick it. Do it like a real bitch would. And a real bitch should. If you suck all mine, I or yours, I fuck mine. Don't rush, tick time, baby. Yeah, I have time.
Oh my God, I hope nobody I know ever listens to this episode.